Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for me, I am doing fine. Today's show, we're going to talk about something that most people kind of ignore. They just kind of throw it in the corner and don't do anything with it. We're going to talk about cleaning out a corner of your mind and let creativity in. Now, you get a lot of people that say that they're not creative. They say they don't have any creative skills, they don't have any creative abilities, all of these different excuses. Well, in actuality, you were born creative, and you will be creative till the day that you die. I think the problem for most of us is that we get so inundated with our day-to-day grind, our day-to-day life, and also we do something that's really taboo. We shouldn't do it. We grow up. And when we grow up, we have a tendency to give away or get rid of the childlike mindset, the creativity mindset, the ability to explore, the ability to see things anew and see things in a different way. I mean, if you really think about it, it's kind of amazing. You don't have to really, I mean, nowadays you kind of do, but when a child is very young, you don't have to give them a toy unless you've condition them to where they need a toy. For a young child, almost anything is a toy. Anything is fascinating. Anything holds mystery and intrigue and all of those things. We don't have to add a whole lot of lights and gadgets and gidgets and knobs and all of that stuff to actually do it. However, a lot of us are actually really losing our ability to allow that creativity to rejuvenate within us, and it's there. All you have to do is do some things that you've never done before. And when I say do some things that you've never done before, I'm not talking about any of that negative stuff for some of you people that like that negative stuff. I'm talking about positive things that help to grow your mind and help to expand your way of thinking. You know, again, sometimes exploring is as simple as taking a way home that you never took before. Sometimes exploring is trying something in a restaurant that you've never tried before. And even if you don't like it, at least you have what I would consider to have to be the experience. That experience could be worth a lot for you, you know, because guess what? Most of us are sedentary in how we do things. We've got a certain rhythm, a certain way that we do things that we've come accustomed to. So because we've adjusted to that certain way of thinking, that certain way of being, we miss the boat. And the person or persons that we're cheating, in reality, is ourselves. You know, instead of coming home from work today or tomorrow or the next day and grabbing a book and sitting on the bed or staring at your normal television program, how about you look at something that's different? How about you actually pay attention to the things that are going on in your life? Because for a lot of people, believe it or not, what's going on right in front of you would be different if you actually were looking at what's going on. So it's really interesting when you think about it. And with that said, if anybody's interested in calling in and sharing their story or sharing something with us or comments, please feel free to. The number to call in is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And I'm also going to try to monitor the chat room. But if I miss you, I'm sorry. Life is rough, right? But anyway, we're supposed to be working on your imagination, not mine. But I also hope that this show will be helpful to you. Again, we all need to stretch the limits of our mind. We need to stretch the limits and the boundaries of our mind. And what will end up happening in the long run is you'll find out that you have no limits. You have no boundaries. Your abilities are boundless. Your successes can be boundless. Like some people think their failures are boundless. Well, guess what? it's the people that fail the most that actually succeed the most. Why? Because they've tried more times than the average person. You know, they say that the average person will only try something once, all right? The above average person will try it twice. The really above average person will try it 3, 4, 5 times. Sometimes that 3, 4, 5 times is what's necessary for you to do it enough times the wrong way to where you get how to do it the right way. But if you stop at that one, if you cease and desist at your first mistake or your first error or your first attempt and you stop there, then really who's losing? You're losing. You're also psychologically labeling yourself a failure. You're also psychologically labeling yourself somebody that can't do a particular task that you could do. It just may take you a little bit more time. You know, everybody looks at the individuals that succeed, and they talk about the fact that that individual is a one-time wonder or, you know, they're a wonder. But most people don't look at how many times that person has tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried until they got it right, until they honed it to where they had the saw so sharp that they could drop a piece of hair on it and it would cut. Again, that's what? That's repetition. That's persistence. Well, persistence sometimes is the driving force to you finding your success. But giving up, you're really not giving up on anybody but yourself. Doesn't matter who you read, doesn't matter who you listen to. Again, your success is up to you, and your ability to obtain that success is up to you. You know, you guys have heard me say before that it's no one else's responsibility to bring you happiness or to give you happiness. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to bring you joy. It's your responsibility to bring you fulfillment. Now, as you're doing those things, as you're finding that joy and finding that fulfillment, it's also part of your responsibility to find other like-minded, positive like-minded people to be around. You know, I had a conversation with a gentleman today that I actually really like talking to. And, you know, he's out of the North Carolina area. Actually, they have a show. His name is Alan. And Alan and, of course, his partner Herb, they have a show called Business Negotiators One. That's on Blog Talk. And it's actually a very good show. I've actually been a guest on there once, and I'll be a guest on there again. But very informative. They share a lot of information, and they're real. You know, that's another thing that I can appreciate. I can appreciate people that are real because I know that I'm one of those people, and we're going to get back to my subject matter. I know I'm one of those people that I take everything literal. A lot of people don't understand that, but if you grew up in my environment, you'd understand why that's happened. However, that is also still my choice. But I realize that, and I make adjustments for that as I see that I'm falling into that pattern. I try to stretch myself to where I can grow, because I know if I tell you that I'm going to do 1, 2, and 3, you can bet your last dollar I'm going to do 1, 2, and 3. If I say something, I mean it. And if I don't mean it, it's because you misinterpreted what I said, and if you asked me, I would make the clarification. However, that's not the right way to go either. It's my job to make sure that I am understood, correct, and that you understand. It's not your job to understand. Anyway, that's a whole other show, but let's come back. The point of your happiness and the point of your creativity. The reason that I brought up the gentleman in question, or the two gentlemen in question, is because one's a little older than the other. I'm not going to say which, but what they've done, which is a really phenomenal thing, and a lot of people miss it, a lot of people don't understand, is that they've actually created something called a mastermind group. Some people would call it a power team. Some people would call it something else, but it's a mastermind group, no matter how you look at it. And a mastermind group is something that comes back from the Napoleon Hill days, you know, Think and Grow Rich, you know, the laws of success and the 16 lessons. That mastermind group is what allows them to succeed and to find success. Why? Because two strong, driven minds are a lot more powerful and have a lot more to give to each other than one mind. So they've created, it's a two-man power group. Now, there may be other people in their power team, but I don't know that. But I do know that these two have a certain harmony. They have a certain understanding. they have a mutual respect for each other that's based on not only age, not only ethnicity or religion, but it's also based on experience, and it's based on mutual respect, which is probably one of the number one things. And I would recommend that everybody takes a page from their book, and their book is finding like minds that are going to help you to get to the next level. Most of us don't realize that we all have an ultimate goal. We all have a real goal. Everybody thinks that they have a goal, and they go left and they go right in their little talks back and forth, but a lot of people miss the big picture. The big picture isn't selling your product. The big picture isn't having the big house. The big picture isn't money. What the big picture is the things that you truly want out of your life. Because guess what? The only thing that you have in this life is time. If you don't use that time to the fullest, guess what? You're going to lose a whole lot. Because guess what? You can have more children. You can get you another car. You can get you more money. But you cannot take back or get back a second, not a millisecond, of the time that you have on this planet. So everybody needs to take that mindset and then use it to the next level. And part of that is your imagination. A mind once stretched will never regain its original shape. Why? Because you've expanded. You've grown. It doesn't matter how big your body is. Your mind is infinite. Your mind is actually got access to the entire universe, except for all of us have become myopic in our views. We've become myopic in our goals. We've become myopic in the way that we see other people. You know, I constantly tell people that your perception is your reality, but your reality is only real to you. And it really is. It's only real to you. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. What are you doing? It doesn't matter what anybody else is saying. What are you saying? And even know what they're saying this or doing that, it doesn't matter unless you care. You know, I had a conversation with my wife one day. We were talking about some stuff, and sometimes she's my mastermind. But she was talking to me about, you know, my impression or how I don't like somebody. And I had to explain something to her, and it took a little while for her to get. Not that she's not an incredibly intelligent woman, because she is, but it took her a while to understand that in order for me to be upset, I would have to care. And since I don't care, how could I possibly be upset? That went straight over her head. But it's true. Please, ladies and gentlemen, understand that 99% of the people that you run into in your day-to-day life do not care a bit about you. They care about themselves. The sad thing is probably 90% of those people don't really care about themselves. They care about something or what somebody else thinks, and that's one of the things that holds them back. Why? Because their imagination is running so rampant on negativity that there's hardly any room for any positivity to come in. You know, it's just really amazing when you talk to people, when you get to see people, when you get to understand their mindset and what's going on in their heads as to, you know, you really wonder what is it that they're thinking? What is it that's on their mind? And it's really amazing. Because if you could get into their heads, you'd probably be scared. I know many times I've said to myself, I think I'm a little scared of you because you got some issues. Not that I don't have issues. We all have issues. But they have issues that have morphed and grown, and they've become destructive. You know, it's not just something that affects them. It's something that affects every person that they come in contact with. They're the negativity hounds. They're the people that want to bite at your heels with unnecessary garbage. They're the people that pull you down. They're the people that are counterconstructive and very destructive. They're the people that, again, you want to stay away from. So let's go back. I kind of got a little bit off track there. Let's go back to the show and what we're talking about when I talk about your mind and clearing out the corner. All right, first off, words are very powerful. Words and sentences are very powerful. And we need to understand that what we say not only comes out our mouth, but it comes back into our ears. So if you're constantly pushing out negativity, you're getting it back twice. You're getting it in your left and your right ear, plus it's coming out of your mouth. That doesn't help you grow. That doesn't help you stimulate growth. That doesn't help you to have the type of life that you truly want to have. So the longer that you lock your mind on these old rules, the longer that you're going to be held back by your own hand. And that's really a scary thing, to think that the number one person that's usually holding most of us back is you. In the many years that each and every one of us has been alive, we've been taught certain things. What we all need to understand is that a lot of things that we've been taught aren't really true. They're based on the information that was given to us from the misinformation that was given to the person that's giving us the information that we have. So we all need to go out there and we need to explore things for themselves. You know, look at racism. Look at all of these other things to where, you know, you look at these bits of history that weren't true. You know, look at American history. American history alone is changing at an amazing rate. Why? Because we're finding out about the Buffalo Soldiers. We're finding out about Stagecoach Mary. We're finding out, you know, about all of these things that happened in history that were written a certain way, so we believed and perceived that it was true, but it wasn't true. Why? Because the story of truth goes to the victor. Doesn't go to the person that actually lived through the story. It goes to however that person wanted to be portrayed in their life and what happened, and that's how truth is actually put out. But in reality, it's not truth. In reality, it's just some concocted story that somebody shared because they wanted to look bigger. They wanted to look stronger. I mean, they just did a thing not too long ago, just again going back to imagination and how people distort the truth and those things. They just did a thing not too long ago where they were talking about George Washington. Well, they did a long time ago, back in the days of Caesar and George Washington's days and different times like that, what they did was they actually did a bust. They called it a death mask. And they would actually put plaster over the person's face after they passed away or sometimes when they were alive, and they made a mole of that person's face. Well, everybody that's listening to the show, you know what George Washington looks like, right? If I showed you George Washington, everybody in America would mostly say, hey, that's George Washington. He's the guy on the dollar. However, they did a scientific thing where they actually had George Washington's death mask, and even the historians that have studied George Washington all their lives today, when they looked at the actual face, the mole came exactly from his face, and it's certified real. The mole of George Washington's face looked nothing like George Washington. It looked a little bit like him, but not much. It wasn't the chiseled chin that we saw or any of that other stuff. So the depiction, the historic remembrance that George Washington left for all of us to remember, you know, how he was very careful about his appearance and how he looked, even his paintings, a lot of those were altered. That wasn't his real face. Same thing with Abraham Lincoln. You know, you look at Abraham Lincoln's picture, which they also did, and they showed when he first got into office and within the first few years of him being in office, how he had a debilitating disease and his face totally changed, you know, a disease that was killing him. It probably would have killed him actually not too far after he was killed by Mr. Booth. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm trying to really say is that you have the most amazing and incredible tool at your beck and call, and it's called your brain. Yet 99% of us only use, the majority only use less than 5% of this amazing, magnificent, and incredible tool. Your imagination is just phenomenal. We look at what a machine can do. However, there's certain tasks that no matter how complicated a machine is, that your hand can do that a machine can't possibly do. All of us are amazing beings, amazing people. So how about we go out there and get our bang for our buck and start investing in us, start growing us, start treating people the way that they should be treated and the way that they would want to be treated instead of making excuses? How about we take responsibility for the things that we've done and are doing and then move forward? How about we stop getting upset and start taking an assessment of where we are in our lives and where we want to be, and then start actually putting ourselves on the path to get where it is that we want to be and to do the things that we say we want to do? Because it constantly amazes me how many people out there talk about what they're going to do when, you know, or You know, they've got if-itis or but-itis, you know, but I don't have, but I can't, but this, but that. I can't is probably one of the worst words that ever came up in the English language, and the fact that people use it like it's, I don't know, water is incredible. Because guess what? You can do whatever it is that you want to do. Clean out the corner of your mind and creative, and let the creativity in. Let it fill in those spaces that are blank. Let it fill in those spaces that have negativity. You know, my number one thing is you don't need to create, you know, get rid of your bad habits. What you need to do is get more good habits. And then let those good habits push out that space that's presently being occupied by those bad habits. So I call it habit reversal or habit replacement. So don't worry about your bad habits. Start working on your good habits. It is essential to employ trust and reward. Those prospects and abilities and judgments are radically different from yours, because there's a lot of people out there that have a different way of looking at things. And if you're not thinking in a positive mindset, then guess what? You're defeating yourself. It is also rare for it to require uncommon humility, tolerance, and wisdom. Tolerance, humility, and wisdom should be part of everybody's life. But we all know that there's plenty of people that are a little older that are a heck of a lot more foolish. We all know that there's some people that are a little younger that seem to have been born years ago because they have a certain level of wisdom. Everybody has that experience. Everybody has that wisdom. You just have to choose to acknowledge it and choose to let it out and let it be part of you. Stop making excuses for your shortcomings. You know, I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day, multimillionaire. We had a correspondence. I sent something. We were on the same sheet of music for a minute. The next minute, we were on a totally different sheet of music. The person got upset. The person started acting a little erratic to me. That's okay. I let it go. I moved on with the business at hand. I addressed what needed to be addressed. That person came back to me and said, hey, you know what? You're basically right. I agree. Sorry for the miscommunication. Let's go ahead and move and do what we need to do. I'm happy. Why? Because I wanted to be able to work with that person. My goal in life is to help as many people as I can, as many people as I can. And my goal in life truly is to exceed that number. Because guess what? I need as many friends and partners and comrades as I can possibly get. Why? Because life is too short to be little. I don't have that type of time, and I don't want to waste it on people that don't want to be positive and don't want the best for themselves and the others around them. There's just too many people out there that can use whatever services that I have to offer and you have to offer for us to limit ourselves by dealing with people that don't want to be positive. One of the toughest things about chasing your dreams is managing the discipline and persistent action and hopefully being patient enough so that the things that you want and require for you to make your ultimate decisions and to actually see and be able to visualize the visions that you have and want to come true, to come true. This is an area of huge tension with most people. How do you dream chasers manage to deal with the tension and to thrive in a world where things are so crazy? It's really simple. Take your time and do all you can do. And the things that you don't do well, give those things to somebody else that does that well. Don't waste your time on things that you can't do or that you aren't able to do at this time. Start using your time wisely and start delegating your energy towards the things that you can do as you learn to do the other things better. But guess what? Then you're optimizing your time. You're doing the things that you need to do. Fulfilling your dreams and your abilities to thrive in an area of your life that matter most to you, or those are the things that you want to be happy in and the things that are simplest for you. And by this breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen, you'll accomplish more. Create a list. Create a dream board. Look at that dream board every day. If you need to get a gratitude rock, as they say, get a gratitude rock. And every time you touch that rock, be thankful for what you have. Be thankful and mindful that you are here today, now, and able to be part of the world that you're part of right now. Because guess what? This is the most incredible and amazing time ever in history. And you're part of it. So what are you waiting for? What is holding you back? There's nothing holding you back. So if you want to be successful in your business, in your intimacy life, in your emotional well-being, in your health, in your finances, in your career, all you need to do is come up with a strategy so that you can do those things, but you also want to partner with other people that want to see you succeed and want to help you succeed. And there's a lot out there. Don't waste your time on energy stealers. Don't waste your time on people that aren't going to contribute to the world, not just to you. Because guess what? It's not about you. It's about being of service. Nobody was put on this earth to earn a dollar. Nobody was put on this earth to drive a big car or have a big house. We were all put on this earth for a reason. And I don't care what your religion is. We were all put on this earth to be of service to each other. Without another man next to you or another woman next to you, what do you have? You'd be on the earth by yourself. If you were on the earth by yourself, would it matter what size car you drove, what size house you lived, how much money you had in the bank? First off, let's remember something. Money only has the value that we give it. Look at the state of the dollar, the state of the yuan, the state of the yen. Money only has, or the euro, money only has the value that we give to it. A dollar is a piece of paper that technically is worthless. However, what's your soul worth? What's your heart worth? What's the people that you care about? What's your why worth to you? And your why should be what drives you. Also, please, ladies and gentlemen, be a person of character. If you're not a person of character, I don't know who wants to deal with you, but I can tell you now I don't. I always say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And if I say I'm going to do something, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to break my neck almost to get that done. Why? Because I said I was going to do it. What's the gain for me? The gain is that I've given you my word. So let's all get those breakthrough strategies so that we can move forward to live the life that we want to live. And let's be people of character and not be characters. All right, let's get rid of those disempowering stories that we've been telling ourselves and put in those positive stories, those positive actions that are going to get us where we need to be. And let's be the people that we were meant to be. Doesn't matter what anybody said you were yesterday. What matters is who are you planning to be today and what are you going to do to make that become a reality? What are you going to do to live your dream? What are you going to do the things that you want to do? Get this. Fitness clubs, diets, coaches, training videos, all of that. All of these things are greatly available, yet 65% of Americans in the United States are overweight. 33% are obese. Guess what? Get on a program and do the thing you need to do. Guess what? Your life depends on it, okay? Your health depends on it, and your quality of life depends on it. Again, this isn't about one thing. This is about a bunch of things, and I hope that the people listening to the show are actually getting something out of it. Check your attitude at the door. It doesn't serve anybody, and it doesn't serve you if it's a bad one. Do the things that are going to help you grow and live a happy life. And find ways to find joy. Wake up every morning and be thankful. Go to bed every day and be thankful. Get that gratitude rock or whatever and touch it every day and be thankful for the fact that you're here. And then move on and do the things that you need to do. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I hope that everyone got something out of the show today, and I hope that we were able to share some information that is definitely good, useful, and that people can use and make themselves better by listening. Again, thank you very much. And as always, if you like the show, please follow us in the upper left-hand corner of the show. There's the information. With that, take care, be well, and have a blessed day.